Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, cloudy, a chance of showers, a low of 48. The Trump administration's budget priorities do not include the Great Lakes, according to the budget proposal released by the White House Office of Management and Budget, which zeroes out the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. GLRI has been instrumental in revitalizing the Great Lakes region, and we must maintain this momentum with continued full federal funding, according to David Ulrich, executive director of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, who will retire and be replaced this summer by Racine Mayor John Dickert. Since 2010, the federal initiative has provided more than $2.2 billion for programs to improve and protect the Great Lakes. There's already strong pushback from Democrats and Republican lawmakers in the Great Lakes states. Community, family, innovation, friendly, development, opportunity, growth. A few of the words County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said describe Racine County during his State of the County address last night. Alluding to the recent emergency management training received by dozens of local officials, Delagrave said there is a silent, deadly tornado in our midst called Adverse Childhood Experiences, or ACEs, which he said increases the odds a child will experience and possibly perpetuate future trauma.
We are, Racine County, is uniquely positioned to play a vital role in coordinating and educating the existing programs or children and adults in our community. HSD will partner with the Central Racine County Health Department and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in efforts to interrupt and disrupt this troubling cycle. Together, using an intentional and thoughtful process, we will create a community-wide trauma-informed network of support for our children and families.
Delagrave also discussed strides for improving mental health services and recovery from addiction and developing a work-ready workforce. At the end of the speech, Delagrave introduced the county's new mission statement. Racine County cultivates innovation, sustainable and valued opportunities for community and economic growth. Updating and expanding the science classroom setting at Horlick High School will continue on a fast track to get some of the work done this summer as the Racine Unified School Board votes on a revised project budget in response to earlier bids that came in more than $1 million over initial projections. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explained that a closer look at the numbers and some other project moves can make it all happen for just over $4.8 million. Hazen talked about $8.5 million in referendum money and carryover referendum dollars, totaling $11.2 million, to cover the project after also taking care of other obligations.
If you take all of those numbers, we still have $500,000 left, and that will be used for the playground plans, floor tile projects that on an ongoing basis as we do asbestos abatement and such, grounds plans.
Hazen explained some of the other projects around the district may have their timelines affected. The scope of the Horlick Science Classroom project changes only slightly on the construction side in terms of how it's done, not the quality of what's to be built. The board also approved the needed furniture purchase for Horlick. Michigan-based retailer Meijer will launch a store-to-door delivery service in all 9 Wisconsin locations, including Kenosha, starting June 8th, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a yearly fee. The service will be offered through Meijer's delivery partner, Shipt, which will take online orders from customers through the company's website or by a smartphone app. Customers will have to purchase a $99 annual membership through Shipt. Orders can be placed as far as 24 hours in advance and fulfilled in as little as an hour. Except for certain holidays, customers will be able to receive deliveries around the clock. Kenosha Tremper senior Katie Pollock will be presented with an engraved bronze medallion to recognize her selection as a distinguished finalist for Wisconsin in the 2017 Prudential Spirit of Community Awards, sponsored by Prudential Financial in partnership with the National Association of Secondary School Principals. Pollock started We Care Packages, a nonprofit that has sent more than 1,450 care packages over the past 5 years to soldiers serving in Afghanistan. 2 honorees, 1 middle and 1 high school student, plus a select number of distinguished finalists from each state and the District of Columbia, were selected based on criteria such as personal initiative, effort, impact, and personal growth. For more information on the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards, go online to spirit.prudential.com. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.